Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, as today we're going to be discussing this question. What are the signs of the end times? And today on our panel, we have Jovan Stojcevic, who is the director of Project Learning here in Zagreb, Croatia. And Jovan, what are your thoughts? Are we in the period of the end times?
Yes, I believe we are in the period of the end times. Actually, we are in that period after Jesus' ascension. So he said some signs that will be telling us, revealing us the end times. And as I see more and more, those things are happening.
Right.
Nowadays.
So you're obviously referring to Matthew 24 when the disciples had asked Jesus in verse 3, what will be the sign, Jesus, they are asking, of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered in verse 4, watch out that no one deceives you. Are there a lot of deceivers out there right now?
Yes, there are many deceivers who said that they are Jesus, actually, in the parts of the world.
There you go.
I heard in Russia and South America, and they are saying that they are Jesus, and they have a large number of followers.
And it's interesting. In verse 5, Jesus said, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. Now, it's very interesting. Who is that force behind all this deception?
Satan, obviously.
Yeah, and that is his game. He will do anything he can to try to deceive people into either not believing in the true Jesus or believing in a different Jesus. He does not want people to believe in the true Messiah. And one of the ways that Satan does that is he will send out deceivers, according to Jesus, who will claim that they are the Messiah. And the result is they will deceive many. What are some other signs, Jehovah?
Other signs is wars. Actually, the last century, there are more recorded wars than any before. So, and right now, there are happening many conflicts around the world, either of political or religious character. And also, those wars are pointing that end times are near, that we are living in end times.
Again, Jesus said those very things in verse 6. He said, other signs of the end times, besides those who come claiming to be the Messiah, these deceivers. He says, you also hear of wars and rumors of wars. But Jesus said, see to it that you're not alarmed. Why? Such things must happen, he said. But the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation. We see that happening, right, Jovan?
Yeah.
Kingdom rises against kingdom. Do we see that happening?
Yes.
How about this? There will be famines. Isn't it interesting? We live, and even though we've gone through this world financial crisis the last 7 years, let's face it, we are still economically stronger than our ancestors during the times they lived. Yet, we have more famine than ever before. Not only that, we have earthquakes in various places. I know they're in South Florida. We've got more and more hurricanes happening left and right. And Jesus said, all of these things are the beginning of birth pains. So what are some of the signs we read here from Jesus? Number one, we're going to have many people who claim to be
Jesus.
Yeah, the Messiah.
False Messiahs.
There you go. Another sign is we're going to have all kinds of what?
Wars.
And do we see that happening everywhere?
Yes.
And a third sign, he said, is we're going to have all kinds of craziness happening in the climate. Hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis. Do we see that happening worldwide?
Yes.
What are some of the signs of the end times? Jesus gave us three. Pretty clear, right? And what did he say? Such things must happen. He said, but yet the end is still to come. These are the signs of birth pains.
Beginning.
So what does that indicate? Now, Jovan, I know you've never been married and you have never witnessed a woman giving birth pain. I actually, Danielle and I have been married 7 years. We don't have children of our own, so I never watched Danielle struggle with birth pain. But guess what? I actually was in the room as a pastor watching a woman give birth. She specifically requested me, called me. Her husband had run out of her, She was all by herself. Her mother was in, I think she was from Peru, couldn't speak any English. I get a phone call 10 o'clock at night. Pastor Andrew, please, we need you. Come. I stood in a room and I watched this poor woman, the birth pains she was going through. I thought her head was going to spin around, you know? Well, whenever I read this passage and Jesus talks about birth pains, I think of that poor woman and I think, ugh, birth pains? Are those pleasant pains or difficult pains? Very difficult. Well, guess what Jesus is saying when he says, all these signs are the beginning of birth pains. What's he saying to us?
He's saying that it's only a sign that will be even more harder.
Very good.
Harder.
It's going to get even worse.
Worse.
But you know what else are some interesting signs? John tells us in 2 John, or verse 7, he gives us some more signs. This is very interesting. And I think this is the sign that most people don't get. In 2 John, verses 7 through 11, he said, I say this, and he was talking to Christians and telling them to be careful. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ, Jesus meaning Savior, Christ meaning Messiah or Anointed One. So Jesus is the humanity of Christ. Christ is Messiah is the divinity of Christ. He said, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist. John goes on to say, watch out that you do not lose what you've worked for, Christian, and that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching about Christ, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. What's another sign, Jovan, that we're in the end times?
Besides these three, this is the deceivers, the false teachers. Most of them, many of you will come and will try to deceive us by saying that Jesus is either not God or he was not human.
Very good.
The same heresies which were in the first century.
Very good. And you see those same heresies today that were in the first century that the various Christian councils settled, dealt with, yet those same heresies not only are alive today, they're thriving today. You think of one of the largest religions out there, Jehovah's Witness, saying that Jesus is not God, saying that Jesus is not the creator, rather that he is a created being. Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses, that heresy, what was that heresy back then?
That was Arianism.
Arianism.
Yes.
And which council settled that deal?
Nicaea, 325 AD.
Yeah. The Council of Nicaea in 325 AD settled the issue. Christ is God, not a created being, the creator. And yet we see that same heresy back then, Arianism, remember the bishop of Alexandria, Arius?
Arius.
He claimed that Christ wasn't God. He was a deceiver. He deceived many people. The council condemned him as a heretic. And yet here we are 2,000 years later, not less than 2,000 years later, and we see the same heresy, not only surviving, but thriving. Why? Because what did John say here in 2 John? Many deceivers. How about Mormonism? What do they believe?
They believe that we can become gods and we can have our private worlds after if we somehow believe and they're Joseph Smith, the prophet, his message, which is actually for me science fiction. And I don't know how anybody can believe that.
Well, it's real simple. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. And who is the great deceiver? Satan. And what does he do? He deceives people. How? Through false religion, false views on Jesus. The Mormons believe in Jesus, just like the Jehovah's Witness. But the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus was a created being. They do not believe he's God. Same with the Mormons. They believe that he was a created spirit being, the spirit brother of Satan. Now, again, it's so clear what John was saying here 2,000 years ago, a sign of the end times. Many deceivers will go out, Jesus said, who will claim to be Christ. John here says another group of deceivers will go out denying either the divinity or humanity of Christ. And we've got two huge religions that do that. Interesting. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul described Satan as the great deceiver masquerading as the angel of light. Where's Satan doing his greatest work right now, Yovan?
Actually, in religion.
Yeah, he's doing it in religion. He doesn't need to go out into the world where a bunch of non-believers are led by their own sin nature. He doesn't have to do much to tempt them. Their sin nature leads them. He is doing his greatest work in religion. And his sole attack is to get people to be confused and deny the divinity or humanity of Christ. And John said here in 2 John, hey, many deceivers. Satan has sent his army out. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And you see all kinds of religions out there. Very spiritual a time we're in this world. Everybody's a believer of some sort. Everybody's got their own spiritual beliefs. But it's heresy. Denying the divinity and humanity of Christ. So, before we take a break, what are some of the signs of the end times? Well, Jesus gave us three, right? Number one, he said many will come claiming to be him, right? That's a sign. Another thing he said was that there were going to be many rumors and actual wars, kingdom against kingdom. A third sign he said is you're going to have all kinds of crazy things happening in the climate, earthquakes and so forth. We see those three signs happening right now. Fourth sign John gives us is many deceivers are going to go out doing all they can to deny who Jesus Christ really is. Bunch of religious people in this world, but look what's happening. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we are discussing this idea of what are the signs of the end times. And today on our panel, we have Jovan Stojcetovic, who's the Director of Project Learning here in Zagreb, Croatia. And Jovan, just real quick for the listening audience who maybe didn't catch the first part, give them some ideas of some signs of the end times. Jesus gave us three, right?
Yes, Jesus gave us three major signs. And that is the one is that in the last days, deceivers will come who will teach false doctrines. And there are deceivers who are teaching either that he's denied that he's a God or that he's human.
Also, another sign is many will come and say they are the Messiah,
yes,
right?
There are self-proclaimed Messiahs, and today we have many such a people who are saying that.
Good.
That is fulfilled.
There you go. Another sign?
Another sign is that it's rumors of wars, and actually wars, that is fulfilled. We see what is going in the world, these terrorists, ISIS, Ukraine, Russia, everywhere we see small conflicts or major conflicts.
Good. And another sign?
And the earthquake. And I'm sorry, and there are many climate changes. There are earthquakes, there are famines, tsunamis. And this is actually happening more and more than before.
Exactly. Exactly. So you see, again, Jesus himself gave us three signs, right? Many will come claiming to be the Messiah. We see that happening. Number two, you're going to have all kinds of wars happening. We see that happening. Number three, you're going to see all kinds of climate problems. We see that happening. And then John, in 2 John, gave us the idea about all kinds of deceivers are going to go out into the world. All kinds of people talking about religion, but denying the divinity or humanity of Christ. We see that happening everywhere, right? But it's very interesting. The Apostle Paul chimes in and gives us some ideas about signs of the end times. We saw what Jesus had to say. We saw what John had to say. Let's see what Paul has to say in 1 Timothy 4. He said the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Actually, in the original, doctrine of demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared, cauterized, as with a hot iron. Now, do we see that happening, Yovan?
Oh, yes. We see today, actually, it's interesting that in the first century, which was polytheistic, actually, many gods, that is happening right now.
Exactly.
Again, the reverse. Same things with the first Christians, Paul and Jesus faced, we are facing today, but in different forms, disguised.
And that's the interesting thing, and that's a good point you brought up. Those things that Paul dealt with 2,000 years ago, John, Jesus was facing, it's still around today. That's the one thing about deceiving doctrine. That's the one thing about doctrine taught by demons. That's the one thing about heresy. It doesn't go away. It just takes on different shapes and colors. As we talked in the first part of the program, what was the big heresy back in 325 AD that the Council of Nicaea said?
Arianism.
Yeah, Arian. And what did Arian believe?
He believed that Jesus was created, that he's not God. He's created being, so he's not creator. Basically, he's just like any one of us.
Yeah, and we see the same heresy today through the Mormons, through Jehovah's Witnesses, and through countless of other religions. So you see, these heresies don't ever go away. They just take on different shapes, different sizes, different colors, or doctrines taught by demons trying to deceive people. And we see all kinds of people today. As Paul said here, in later times, people will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits. I think of Oprah Winfrey. Now, I'm not saying she was ever a true believer, but she claimed to be a Baptist and went to the Baptist church, right? Heard about Jesus, I'm sure sang songs to Jesus. But as she tells the story, she one day was in the church and she heard the preacher talking about how God is a jealous God. She got upset. She said, how can this be? That's not my God. She never went back to the Baptist church. She eventually started her own cult religion. This crazy new age stuff that she's selling worldwide, where she sits on her show and she's got her religious guru staring at her and giving her energy and all kinds of stuff, and people are buying into this left and right. She said, I've been delivered from Christianity. I have my own God. She said that, and she's got all kinds of people saying, Oprah, thank you so much for teaching me. I used to be a Christian, and now I found the light. Well, those people were never truly Christians, never truly born again Christians, but they found the light. Wrong light. Jesus is the light of the world. They are being deceived by Satan, who masquerades himself as an angel of light. So we see this happening now in last days, don't we, Owen?
Yes, actually there are many such TV shows, and some of them claim to be Christians, like, you know, Prosperity Gospel Faith, which are just not giving glory to God.
It's taking glory from God. Yovan, why don't you share real quick with the listening audience your experience in Bible college before you came here and started going to school with us here?
If you think about the graduation, there was one famous speaker and theologian.
Yeah.
And he's coming to the end to deliver the final speech to the students, to the audience, to the church. And he's saying that Allah, which is the Muslim God, which is not God at all, and our Christian Yahweh God are the same thing. And I was there sitting and I didn't felt well hearing this. And I didn't felt proud the day that I graduate from that Bible school, because actually such a teachings were accepted.
Exactly. And I was there with Danielle. And I remember when he said that, I almost fell out of my chair. And, you know, that was the moment where I said, you know, we're going to start our own seminary. We're going to start our own religious institution. Proper training based on the truth of God's word, because you see this religious tolerance, this religious, hey, ecumenicalism, let's just all wrap our arms around each other and it's okay what you believe and what I believe and what she or he believes. We're all going to go to the same place eventually. Maybe we just go a different way. We call our God a different God, but a different name, but we all go. That is heresy. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul gives us some more signs of the end times. He says, mark this in verse 1. There will be terrible times in the last days. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely, because we see all these things happening here and even more will happen.
He says people will be lovers of themselves. That's a sign. Do we see that? We are in the most narcissistic, self-absorbed, self-aggrandizing. The Holy Trinity, or actually the unholy Trinity nowadays, is me, myself, and I. And you know what? I even have to watch out for that because it's part of that sin nature. But look in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. They'll be lovers of money. You see how much they love? They love themselves. They love money. They're boastful. They're proud. They're abusive. They're disobedient to their parents. My goodness, every day I go on the internet and I watch the news. Kids killing their parents. Parents killing their kids. Guess what? Signs of the end times. People will be ungrateful, unholy, without love. Interesting, but they love themselves and they love money. They're without love, meaning for other people. They're unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure. See how the pornographic industry is exploding all the time? Lovers of pleasure. You see how the alcohol and drug industry? Lovers of pleasure. Come on, let's legalize marijuana. Come on, let's legalize homosexuality. Come on, let's just legalize everything. Let people fulfill their pleasures. Well, of course, end times, people will be lovers of pleasure. Those who are passing these stupid laws, allowing this stuff to come into culture, into society, legally. Guess what? They're also trying to satisfy their pleasures. People will be treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Oh, wait a second, Ed. You can't say that. You've got so many churches just there in the United States and in Brazil and all these places, these mega churches. People are going. They're worshiping God. This isn't true. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Paul didn't finish. These people will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, meaning they look religious, look like they love God. But actually, they've denied the power. Paul says, have nothing to do with such people. Isn't this interesting? That part is interesting to me. In last days, some of the signs are, again, people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, ungrateful to their parents, disrespectful, all kinds of stuff. But look what it says here about religion. There is going to be forms or systems of religion that give the picture of godliness, but lack true godliness and thus lack true power from God. And isn't it interesting how many mega, mega, mega churches are out there that basically are consumer oriented? Come to our event on Sunday. We will entertain you. Why? Because people are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Come to our event this weekend. You don't have to do anything. We'll turn the lights down low. We'll put the music up loud. We'll have a nice technological show for you. We'll give you a little short mini message because we don't want to speak too much about God. We won't talk about sin. We won't talk about hell. We will tickle your ears because we want you to keep coming back. We want you to keep financing the show. That's happening everywhere. I am certainly not saying that every large church is involved in this. But if truth be told, I was home in the United States. Yovan, I don't know if I told you this. I think it was right around Christmas time. And I was watching one of our religious channels there. And I saw a preacher hoisted by some wire or something from the ceiling of their worship center. And somebody from behind the stage, behind the curtains, I guess was moving back and forth this thing that was holding him. And he was like, looked like he was flying through the air. And he was preaching his sermon from there. He's dressed in a workout jumpsuit. And he is talking about how you can run in the air with God. How you can run above all your problems or something like that. The guy wasn't holding a Bible. He couldn't hold a Bible. He was hoisted 50 feet up in the air. It was an absolute chaotic expression of preaching. And the place was packed. People were amening, hallelujah, and loving it because he was telling them what they wanted to hear. God is going to have you run and rise above all your problems. God is going to have you run and rise above so you are financially taken care of. Again, what was he doing? Satisfying the lovers, not lovers of God, but lovers of
pleasure.
There it is. Take care of me. Tell me what I want to hear. Fulfill my needs. That's the type of God I want. Friends, that's not the type of God we have. It's not about us. It's about God. God does not exist to serve us. We exist to worship God. God does not exist to take care of our problems. We exist to praise God. And Paul said here, some of the signs of the end times, you're going to have all kinds of religion, forms of it, but lacking true power because it's lacking true godliness. Jesus said you're going to have all kinds of people coming in my name, saying they're the Messiah. Jesus said you're going to have all kinds of wars. Jesus said you're going to have all kinds of climate problems. John had said you're going to have all kinds of deceivers going out of the world, denying the divinity and humanity of Christ. And then Paul had said earlier, there are going to be all kinds of doctrines taught by demons. What are some of the signs of the ends of the times? We just reviewed them. Friends, listening audience, we are in the end times.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.